And I don't think you smoke heroin, but we used to smoke grapevines when I was a boy, you know. Corn silks and rabbit tobacco.
All right. If there were a lot of people at the party having a good time, they were all standing around the piano, what? What would you say? They were doing what?
Well, I'd say they were singing, playing and singing.
All right.
Or perhaps I might use the word expression, making music.
Okay. If someone you know wouldn't accept the coat, even though he was shivering with cold, because he didn't want to be what?
Obligated to anybody or anything. And I think it's a foolish idea.
All right. If somebody asked you about doing a certain job and you'd say, sure. What?
That means I'd undertake the task.
Okay. If you're not able to do it, what would you say? I'd like to, but...
I'm very sorry.
Okay. Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sunup, and what?
And now what was that first question?
Okay. Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work.
Yes.
And you say, I got up to work before sunup. And what?
I wake till sundown and I'm tired.
All right. If you are talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I've spent all week looking for my high school classmates and it seems they're...
Well, it seems like they're dead.
Okay. What is the kind of bird that you can see in the dark?
Kind of bird?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can tell you one kind it was seen, and that was an owl. And I'll tell you why he was seen. In the daytime, he was in a... his home was in a hollow tree that was filled with this stuff that you put on a washing machine. And at nighttime, you'd fly west from that river swamp.
Uh-huh.
And many of the Negroes had seen that bird fly across, and they thought it was a ghost. And it took them about 10 years to ever find out just what had happened. And that bird had that luminous material on him. It just looked like a spark going through the air.
Okay. What about the ones that hoot at night?
Yeah, owls.
Okay.
And by the way, I had an uncle one time. You want to get Miss Mildred to tell you about that? They were down on the river fishing, and he heard this old owl hoot. He said, "Watch me call that owl up here." And he started, and he called that owl, and he came right up on a tree, right over the top.
Did you ever try that?
Yes, ma'am, but it didn't work.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. But he was a ventriloquist. He could be sitting here talking, and you'd think of somebody out there talking.
He had a lot of interesting stories to tell.
Yes.
Okay. What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker, and
that's fine. What about that kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
They have
a powerful smell.
Well, that's a little old polecat. I thought you were talking about this integrated animal. Black and white. You know what? You know what an integrated equine is, don't you? That's a zebra.
Okay. What about the kinds of animals that come and raid the hen roost? All the kinds.
Animals.
Yeah, the whole lot of them.
You mean a whole lot of them?
No, all of them. What would you call them?